Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, now heavily edited.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Molly Felix.
I'm Emz O'Keefe.
And today's topic is sleep. I found out recently that I have begun snoring, and it makes me so mad.
Oh no!
Because Michelle was around the other day, and we were cuddling, and we fell asleep, and we woke up, and she was like, "You snore," and I was like, "Oh," and she was like, "You just need to get some fat away from your neck, and you won't snore so much." Apparently, I snore because I got a fat neck.
She went all technical on you.
Yeah, she's like, "Jackson, nice. Your fat neck is what's making you snore."
Oh, no.
I don't know if that's right. I don't know if that's wrong. But you know what? I've gotten fatter recently, and I've started snoring. It's a correlation.
Michelle's a smart girl, though, and I think she knows a lot about sleep.
Yeah, she does. She does. She works in the sleep lab, so she'll know how fat a neck needs to be before you begin snoring. What's the best place to sleep ever?
In the car.
Yeah, how good is a car sleep?
Car nap.
But it's like a double-edged sword, because you know going to sleep it's awesome, but waking up's gonna
be... Oh, yeah. Well, like, that's the thing. It's like when you're a kid and you usually sleep and your parents pick you up, carry you to bed, then you start to get to that age bracket where your parents know you're still awake. You're pretending to be asleep in the back, like, it's gonna be so great. They're gonna carry me in. I don't have to get my stuff out.
And then they just
the
go inside and you're in the cold car alone.
Exactly. The light goes off in the top of the car, like,
Mom, pick me up. I'm asleep.
The magic's over.
take me inside, Mom. I've always wanted to sleep on the beach and in a hammock, but I think that'd fuck my spine up.
Yeah.
Because hammocks are like a banana shape.
Mm. And if you did it often, it would. Maybe one off, you'd be okay.
Yeah, that's all right. I could deal with that. But then you'd wake up. You know when you wake up and it's been real sunny and you're just like swathed in sweat?
Mm.
That would happen. Plus sand all up in my paws.
Yeah. Oh, no good, no good.
Well, what about you, Molly? Best place to sleep?
I like sleeping in...
Don't say a bed.
Nooks and crannies.
What?
What just little pockets of space.
Like you open up the grand piano, there's just Molly tucked in there among the strings.
So like broom
shelves,
cupboards.
Aww.
When do you have
cat.
Yeah, like
on the floor.
When do you have the opportunity to?
Not so much now because I don't know.
You don't fit in drawers anymore.
I have this big wardrobe in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And at the moment it's too full of clothes to even think about sleeping in there. But when I was younger, I used to like take everything out and put like my doona in and then get all cuddly and snug and then close the doors.
That sounds so great.
Yeah, it was really good.
You're like the monster in the cupboard, except you're like, no, man, this is where I am.
And it was also great because couldn't be woken up because where is she? So I think that's why I started sleeping in nooks and crannies, because I
panic.
Could never be found to be woken up.
I like that. My favorite part about that is like your panicked parents. Where is she?
No, but my mom is so old at the moment that I can be in bed asleep and she's just like, where is she?
No, she's awesome. Going to all the nooks and crannies first. Like, she won't be in her bed.
Like,
no, too obvious.
She'll open my bedroom door and be like, Molly. Oh, I guess she's not here. I'm like sitting in bed looking straight at her.
What? I used to have a fear of sleep. I talked about this a while back. That was unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I still have it, you know, but I just don't.
Wait, how so?
Well, like if I'm lying in bed and I'm like, I'm going to go to sleep soon. If I'm
become
really,
aware of it.
Really, 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 you know, when you're like really just tired and you're like, I'm done. I'm going to sleep now. That's terrifying. That's still terrifying for me.
There's no control.
No, but if I'm like lying in bed and I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll be asleep eventually. That's okay for some reason.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
I think it might be a control thing. Like, no, man, I can't stay awake anymore. No.
It's because it's like, it's just happening. Like, I can't avoid it. Like, I'm just, there's nothing. But then when I was getting an general anesthetic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all right. I don't know why.
Because they tell you to count to 10, you get to like 9 and you're out.
They didn't tell me anything. They just did it.
Nice.
Like, fuck you.
You could be asleep or not. We don't give a fuck.
Whatever. We got a timeline. Come on, let's just do this. We gotta get him in.
Get that ball out too sweet.
Yeah.
What's the worst place you've ever slept in? Or just too sleep?
I don't know. I'm asleep. I don't give a fuck.
The plane.
Oh, plane
oh,
sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Public transport.
On a train sleep is all right.
Yeah, it depends. If it's that like little bus micro sleep where your head just like jolts and you're like, ah, okay, I'm awake.
I remember being in the train and I was having that kind of sleep and I would like fall forward and like I was sitting across from someone, so my head would just touch their chest and they were like, get off. And I was like, oh, sorry.
I'm awake.
Sorry. It's and then cool. I just fell asleep and did it again. I think it happened 3 times. I was like, I have to wake up.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Not last week, but the week before, I think I was flying to Queensland.
Mm.
For reasons. Anyway, I was on a plane.
Yeah.
And it was our second.
So kind of the only way.
Our
to fly
second.
To
yeah, 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 yeah. Well, I was on the
in
second
a massive slingshot. And just pulled it.
I
back
was on the second connecting flight.
Yes.
So I had to be at the airport at 5 a.m.
Oh.
I slept an hour because I went to a concert the night before.
Yeah.
And I still hadn't packed when I got home. So, yeah. I hadn't slept, and it was great. The first flight slept, no worries.
Yep.
It was great. And the second flight, it was a 3-seater. So my friend, me in the middle.
Yeah.
And this mum, her kids are in the back kicking my friend in the back.
Great.
It was fantastic. I'm so glad I missed that. But I fall asleep and realize that I am leaning on this lady because her kid stuck her hand through the seats and grabbed my hand.
Oh, my God.
Because they were going for their mom and it was me.
That's amazing.
And it was not great.
I love that the mom just took that. Like, you fell asleep and she was like, this is the way.
I think she understood. She's a mother. She's a caring
person.
Yeah,
she's just there to look after you.
Yeah.
And the train, not so much. And I have fallen asleep on dudes like next to me as well. And they're never happy about it. I'm once falling asleep on the train and being woken up by a pregnant woman being like, can I please have that seat?
She woke the sleeping guy.
She woke she was having a bad time.
Still, yeah.
Now, wow. Plane sleeps, like when you're little, you can kind of curl up in the seat and be fine.
Yeah.
Fuck, because when I went to Scotland and that was like a fucking very long flight, 10-hour flight, maybe longer. Don't give me that look.
10 hours from where?
From Australia. No, from...
It's like 20.
From, okay, 20 hour, whatever.
Hours, yeah.
It was a long flight.
Okay.
And it was like, I didn't get a bed. You're just sitting up in that chair, fucking up your back. It's awful. Mm. The amount of times on that flight, I went to the toilet and masturbated just for something to do.
I can't walk around the cabin anymore.
Yeah, I was what can I do? Go to the toilet, whack it.
Got to get the blood pumping.
And that gave me a headache for some reason.
Probably the pressure.
Probably the release and the, that was a bad time. But yeah, I remember that. And everybody's, planes are the weirdest fucking place just to exist in. They're strange. Yeah. It's a weird scenario.
You're in a place, but you're not in a place.
Yeah,
so weird. Mm.
I wish we were like
crossing time zones and stuff. Oh,
yeah, like you get there the day before you left. You're like, what the hell?
I would love to be able to just befriend everyone on the plane. I reckon before you go on a flight, you know that like that room where the waiting lounge,
the gate,
that should be team building.
You should go there and
do trust exercises. You should get to know each other. You should play that game where you have a ball and you're like Jackson, Molly, and you throw the ball and then you just know everyone, and when you get on the plane you'd all be chums.
Yeah, that's true. And then like when things are going wrong, you can all help each
other.
Yeah. That would make sense.
You know, like if somebody's like getting freaking out, you can go over and you can be like, Daniel, it's fine. Remember the fun we had in the trust exercises?
Daniel, do you need a hug?
And you could, because you knew
everyone.
Would you
like me to get you some water?
And then, how good would this be, on the flight back, if there were people you knew, you'd be like, oh my God!
How was your holiday?
Man, I could revolutionize planes.
Sans-pants Airways.
Not planes, just air travel. I don't know what to do to planes to make them any better. Planes are all
more
right,
space.
Gang. Yeah, bigger.
Yeah.
Huge.
Leg room.
Beds there was all the time.
Yeah, beds for everybody.
What was that plane that had a pool in it?
What?
It was like the eighth something. There was a plane.
Man,
it was a big
takeoff.
Deal.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I remember being like, what's the deal there?
Did it have a lid?
I don't know.
It'd have to.
Because it's turbulence.
Yeah, exactly.
But the lid's not going to be instant as well. Like, what I figured was that it was like not pressurized, but like the doors were waterproof. So, and it was just tiles, so it would just splash in the tiles and it'd be fine. But yeah, it was like a big luxury fucking, was that fat ass plane? It was like in the news in like 2008, 2009.
That is a long time ago, Jackson.
Dude, don't even remember.
I remember the plane. Fuck you guys if you don't.
That's fine.
The aquaplane.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Could you sleep on a plane? Like, okay, I mean, not like in a seat. Shut the fuck up. I mean, if you had like a private jet, do they get like a four-poster bed? Like in there?
They get like just big mattresses. They wouldn't really need the frame, I guess. You just put the mattress on. Yeah,
that's because I was like turbulence and shit.
Or they wake you up. Or alternatively, because their seats are like further spaced apart, you could actually like fully recline.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
And they've got like couches and stuff, so they're pretty much sorted.
The best sleep I ever had was on a train, but like it was like in a carriage, like in a sleeper carriage. Fucking good.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
There's something about the rhythm, like the do-do-do-do-do. I always thought, I remember seeing on New Inventors, that was a show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy had invented this thing that you put on the, nearly said hooves, the legs of a bed, of a cot, and it rotated them so that you didn't have to rotate your baby, because I guess you just don't give a fuck about your baby.
Wow.
But I was like, how good would that be for like a big bed? Like, I reckon what's nice about sleeping
in a
car is...
Why do you have to rotate a baby?
Yeah, I'm not sure I follow that.
like, just move it around.
That's not moving it. That's just moving what it's on.
Yeah,
but the baby's in it.
Does it have a little, like, material sling around it so you can press a button and it just flips?
Why would you need to flip a baby?
Just a bungee rope on its feet.
Well, why? That's what I thought you meant by rotating a baby.
Oh, not the whole cot. Just like, no. I mean, like...
Like for breathing and stuff?
No,
what are we talking about? That's so weird.
Oh, just so... Oh, like in a pram, how they rock it.
Yeah, it moves. I don't know how to express that in words, but boop.
Rotating was very confusing.
It rotates. The cot...
Rocking a cot.
Yeah.
Fine, rocking,
it's rocking a fucking
cot. Exactly.
Whatever.
When the bell breaks, the cradle will rotate. I'm sorry, no.
Yeah, no, it's falling or rocking.
It's fine. To rock it, then. How good? Fuck you. I don't even care.
Yeah, no, fuck
somebody
it.
Else say something.
Do you guys do you guys normally dream?
Yeah.
No.
Recently,
sometimes, but often not. Huh. I had a dream that I had trouble finding a website the other day.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, man, this is a bad dream.
You put yourself to sleep in your dream.
There was a good, like... 6 months where all of my dreams were very, very ordinary. Mm. Like, do the dishes, wake up, make a sandwich, wake up.
So you'd be almost sure you were already awake.
Yeah, it was like just nothing. I was just like, oh, it was a waste. And then there was the time I had a wet dream about wheeling a wheelie bin through a desert. That happened in the dream. I'm just like, not even nothing sexual, just got a wheelie bin, just walking it along the desert. And then I'm like, oh. And I woke up and I was like, that was a waste. And that was a waste of a wet dream.
Just have a stern discussion with yourself. Come on.
It was. I was like, what? Come on, man.
Like, was there a naked lady in the bin?
I don't, there was nothing. It was just like, I have to wheel this wheelie bin through this desert. Orgasm. What's the most boring dream you've ever had?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember the boring ones, but recently I've been having dreams that have made me so excited. I've woken up and I cannot go back to sleep.
Like, what are they going with that?
Well, like, you know how I went and saw Nine Inch Nails and Queens of the Stone Age a few times?
Yeah.
Just that sort of thing. And things are just too awesome. So I was like, oh my God, waking up. Oh, that was a dream.
Do you wake up like from the excitement? Are you like, yes. Oh.
Yeah, pretty much. Or like just because my emotions are so excited.
Yeah.
My brain is like on again, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how shit works.
Then you can't get it back.
Yeah. And then I can't relax again.
Yeah.
I also recently I've been having heaps of leg cramps in my sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Like,
maybe like
get
every couple
out of
days.
Bed.
No, I don't. It's actually really sad because I wake up from the pain.
Yeah.
This is when both of my legs did it, like last week, and I woke up from the pain. try to give it a punch.
Yeah.
Mm. Hurt too much. Just cradle up and go back to sleep. Oh, and I woke up and my pillow was all wet because I'd been crying all night because it hurt so much. But I just couldn't do anything about it because when I have leg cramps, like, yeah, people jump out of bed, punch their leg, walk around. I'm like, nope.
Is it because you don't want to or because you can't?
Well, often I am afraid my legs aren't going to work.
Yeah, that happens. You jump out of bed, the body goes, nah.
And my bedroom is really messy, so that I don't think I'd be able to get out of bed and not break everything.
What, stumbling around with your fucked up legs?
Yeah, just having some of these sillies.
How long do you cramp for? I mean, obviously you forever, but
usually just a couple of minutes.
Minutes? Yep. I am like 5 seconds.
Really?
Like I will cramp, I will stand up, gone.
Wow.
I have like the tiniest cramps. And I used to think that was just how people cramped.
My leg cramps were still hurting the day after.
Yeah.
That's like, because Michelle, I remember because it came up, she was like, oh, I've got a leg cramp. And I was like, oh, just stand up. She's like, that doesn't fix it. I'm like, why are you complaining? It's just a leg cramp. She's like, it's lasted like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, nah, for me, like 5 seconds. Any cramp. I'll just be like, it's gone. I just have excellent
lactic acid.
Is that lactic acid?
Possibly.
Lactic acid always sounds like milk acid, but I know it's not.
Mm. Yeah, I always think it's milk acid too.
Yeah, I don't know, that's weird.
Boob acid.
It's like, you know, when they're like, oh, runners, because they get tired because their lactic acid builds
up.
And
then they still make them just like go nuts on the bikes. Like, I'm tired, like, I want to go to bed.
Cut him, he'd be full of milk acid.
Yeah.
There's a guy who, when he runs, he actually loses lactic acid. He can run forever.
That's weird.
So in a documentary. In the documentary, he runs for like a solid 24 hours.
Does he have to?
Nah, he just wants to.
Oh, fair enough.
And they're like, hey, that was crazy. Get in the car, we'll go back. He's like, nah, I'll just run again. Ran 24 hours back. Nothing.
That's
like
so weird.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's crazy. Why was I talking about cramps? Dreams.
Yeah.
What about you? Boring, most dull, uneventful dream you've ever had.
I think I remember one that I used to have when I was a kid, and then it kind of popped up again recently. Is I'd just, you know, be doing everyday boring stuff, and then suddenly everything would slow down, and I'd get this really weird urge to punch somebody, and like, you know how in slow motion you try to punch and you can't connect, and your body's like going through quicksand, and just I don't know why, just out of nowhere, it'd always be the same scene.
That's weird.
Everyone doing the same thing. And it's like, I gotta punch somebody. It's like.
Is it like, do you know why?
I have no idea.
Is it anybody? Just punch whoever.
Yeah, just whoever is closest. And I don't know what's causing it. It's been happening since I was little. And
that's
bizarre.
Happened
recently. I'm like, good God.
I've never had a recurring dream. I've had similar dreams.
Yeah.
Like I used to have this, you know, like you get the nightmare where you're naked at school.
Yeah.
I would get ones where I was just pantsless at school.
Hmm.
And somehow I reckon that's just infinitely worse.
Never had that, which is weird.
Because.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Because if you're naked, you can kind of just be like,
whatever.
I'm naked.
Drink it in,
this
bitches.
Is how it is. Yeah, just soak it up. Soak it up. But if you've just got like pants on, no pants and no underwear, you like got a t-shirt to kind of hide
you have
your
shame.
Genitals. You got shame.
Yeah.
So it's either bad full clothing dreams. Or none at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Have you ever had the dream where your teeth are falling out?
No, never.
Yeah, like, I've had
yeah,
that.
I've had one and I've spat a tooth into my hand and I'm looking at like, holy shit, I don't know how I'm gonna be able to get this fixed.
Yeah.
This is messed up. And then you wake up, you're like, oh my god, that wasn't real.
And no,
and then it'll happen again. And you just,
you like your tongue your teeth and they're there. Yep. But you're like.
But it came out. I was holding it in my hand.
I've never had that dream.
So
I've also
creepy.
Never had a flying dream.
I've never had
the flying falling thing where you'd like, and then you jolt yourself
away. Yeah, yeah, I've done
I
that.
I used to if I was, like, I was a kid and I was having
that's
a nightmare.
Do you know why your body does that, though?
Why?
Because your whole system slows down and your brain goes, shit, you're dying. We've got to zap you back.
Yeah.
Back
crazy.
In. What's it called? Hypnic
so cool,
jerk?
Though. Yeah.
Something.
I wish that happened more often.
Hypnotic jerk or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. It's like your body's, your brain's like, oh, shit, okay, we're dying.
Don't die.
This isn't good. Clear. Bam. And just like tries to restart you.
Yeah. Like I've had it where I'm like falling off a building or something.
Yeah. And then you wake up before you hit the ground.
I used to use that as a method to end dreams. Like if I was in a, like I've never lucid dreamed, but lucid dreamt?
Yeah.
Lucid dreamt. It feels really wrong. I'm going back to lucid dreamed.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never lucid dreamed, but. What I used to do is if, like, I was in a dream and I was being chased by a monster and I was freaking out, I would just be like, there's a cliff. And then a cliff would be there and I'd be like, fuck you. Leap off the cliff, die
rain
in the dream
me.
And just wake up in real life and be like, good, safe.
I think I did lucid dream because whenever that was happening, I'd be like trying everything to help me. So I'd be like, I've got a knife, I've got a gun, like,
yeah.
All that kind of thing. And then, or if it's not working, it's like, no, I'm going to wake up now.
Yeah.
And I do.
That's neat.
Mm.
That's
neat. Flip side of that, nightmares.
Yeah.
Do you
I don't
have them as
remember,
a kid, get them now?
I like, there are two dreams, two nightmares that I remember real vividly from when I was like six. It's fucking weird. The first one is me, my dad, and my little brother are searching through these seedy bars for someone. Like me and my, I'm like six and my little brother's like three.
Yeah.
I was searching these seedy bars for someone and we can't find them and we're real stressed about it. And then we hear this like boom, boom, boom. And my dad's like, here comes the giant.
Oh my God.
And we're like, oh God, oh God. And then this giant picks me up, grabs me, starts to take me away. I grab like a banister and it snaps off and I go with him and then I wake up. Mm. And in the other one, me and my dad are driving across the Warrandyte River and a big gust of wind pushes me out of the car and slams me into the sea. I don't know why I remember those two dreams real vividly. Oh, another one where my dad and, like, a family friend are playing on a flagpole, and I'm real jealous.
That is a nightmare right there.
I don't know why I'm so jealous. But
the
I'm like,
one
oh,
about the man standing outside my house, that happens a bit. So that's a nightmare. But a lot of my nightmares, from memory, they're often to do with snakes, because huge
snakes?
Fear of snakes. And rather than just being like, oh, I don't like this, like they're slithering over my feet and all that kind of thing, I wake up and I'm kicking my legs.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And, like, blankets gone. Like, I'm just thrashing about in bed and I wake up and I'm like, oh, okay.
Stop mid-flail.
Strike a pose.
What's happening?
I was just dream snakes.
It's just dream snakes.
I'm
all
right.
It's all good.
Man, that's I don't actually remember having nightmares within the last like 10 years.
Yeah,
like I have dreams that are like bad, like the dream I had last night where I was like, oh fuck, where is this website? It was a stressful dream, but it wasn't bad. It was just like, oh, this is annoying.
Yeah,
because I was going through all the avenues, just wouldn't turn up.
I hate
doing right
happens.
Things.
Often, yeah, well, like nightmares now, I often just see how they play out, like. I'm not that worried.
He's more interested
anymore
than anything else.
Well, yeah, I'm like, I'm still asleep. This is great. Like,
see, because
I'm not waking up for anything. Leg cramps, murderers.
It can be part of it. It's already supposed to be scary. It's fine.
There was a period of time where I was so sleep deprived that I started hallucinating. That was pretty good. I just didn't sleep for like 4 days just to see if I could. I was like 14, whatever. Maybe more like 16. But yeah, I hallucinate. I remember like lying in bed and being like, there's a tree in the middle of my room. That doesn't seem right.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll look at that in the morning.
I think I have done that. Like not stayed awake for 4 days, maybe 2 days or something.
Enough
days.
To hallucinate.
And yeah, hallucinating is great, but also hallucinating after drinking absinthe is great.
Oh, my God.
Because especially when you're in bed.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, there's a duck on the roof. True story.
Yeah, there was someone trying to climb out of the TV the last time I had absinthe.
Oh, like, my
maybe
God,
not,
that's amazing.
Maybe not again.
My friend was, like, in bed, and he's, like, looking up at the roof, and, like, his girlfriend is there, and he's like, there's a blimp on the roof. It's just floating by. And she's just like, oh, no.
See, because absinthe actually has no hallucinogenic properties.
Well, it used to, but it doesn't
even.
Now.
It was all a marketing thing.
It's really? A wormwood, though. Wormwood,
isn't it? It was all a marketing thing. They were like, then
that's weird.
It was just, it's bullshit. It's
that's
just,
weird. I think I've just been hella drunk.
No, well, yeah you're drunk.
You're just hella drunk.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And if you're sleep deprived as well. I remember once one of the hallucinations from being sleep deprived was I was lying in bed and I looked at the end of my bed and there was like a little kid sitting there. And I was like, oh, Ryder, what are you doing in my bed? And then it, like, opened its mouth and had a vampire mouth, and it leapt at me, and I screamed. And everyone came in and were like, Jackson, what's wrong? I'm like,
wait, how old were you?
16.
Oh, fuck, that's scary.
It was so bad, because I...
So you were hallucinating?
Yeah. Okay. No, wasn't an actual vampire.
Okay, good, because I'm really scared.
Tiny although, vampire like, child at the bed.
Like, it was so...
don't like it.
It was so real, like, in... Like, it wasn't like it leapt at me and disappeared. It's like it leapt at me and I kicked at it, and as I kicked at it, it became smoke.
Ooh. Oh, well, that's pointless.
Yeah, man, that was a hell of a hallucination. And then the other one was I just woke up once with a guy with like a green jumper next to my bed. I was like,
hello.
And then he disappeared.
Hello, man.
But it wasn't scary. It was just like,
I think the scariest dream I've had, it seems pretty tame, but it affects me even while I'm awake, is I was driving over a bridge. It's always driving for some reason.
Mm.
And I was with my family and we were getting ready to go over this bridge and we were halfway over and the bridge collapsed and the car just like slams into the water.
Yeah.
And it kept happening. I kept having this dream and just wake up terrified. And it affects me now. Like, there's this bridge we have to go through to get back home. And every time I go over it, I find myself just gripping the door handle because I'm convinced the whole thing's going to come down.
Oh, man.
It doesn't happen every time, but I'm just like, what the fuck?
Prophetic dreams,
help.
Man, yeah. Are frightening.
Yep.
I've never had one, though.
But I've heard they're frightening.
I've heard they're scary.
Well, like, you know where it's sort of like deja vu.
Yeah.
But you're like, it's like you've actually seen the scene play out before.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're like, everything just sort of falls into place and you're just like, well, this is really weird.
Yeah, and this is going to happen.
I've seen this
and
before.
That's
and yeah, and things just happen as you remember it. And I'm like, surely that's bullshit. But I'm like, have I dreamt it?
Yeah, I've never had anything that specific where I've been able to be like, falls over, eats a dog, you know.
Well, yeah, I've had really not out of the ordinary things, so that's what makes me feel like it's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's just ordinary things that could just happen.
Yeah.
But
what the fuck? At the same time,
because it still is quite unsettling.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, you know, you put a bag down on the bench and then something will fall out of it. Someone will come out of the next room like, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, it's just
little things and your brain's like,
did I dream it?
Yeah.
And is that what the other, like, mysterious percentage of your brain does?
Such bullshit. You know what? Oh my! You know people like use 15% of your brain. Use 50% of your brain for like consciousness. You know what the other bits of your brain are doing? Keeping you alive.
That's nice.
Yeah. There's no like doctors looking at brains being like, oh, this psychic brain
section.
That's man. The... Finally, we can unlock all of these underwater gill bits.
That would be so good.
Someone's in the tub to like sneezes way too hard and their brain goes, oh, okay, switches that on.
Yeah,
suddenly,
they just fly. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah, all it takes is just a significant enough jolt and it'll all activate.
That would be really cool.
But then it's just on the wrong angle. Like, it's, you know, just like, all right, and now it's in place.
And there you go. Everything. Now we can shoot fire from our nostrils.
Yay!
Oh, man, flu season would just be...
Fuck.
No mustache for anybody.
Oh, God, my beard would just catch fire.
Don't hit your head anytime soon. Oh. You'll be fine.
You ever heard of trepanning or tree panning?
Yeah,
no.
To get the evil spirits out.
But it was a thing they do, and they still do it in some places today. Mm. They'd cut a little bit of your skull at the back of your head and release the air from your brain, and apparently it would like give you enlightenment and shit.
They get the weird screwdriver, like a drill.
Yeah, almost, it was sort of like
just
a drill.
Like drill a hole in your skull. Cool.
Yeah. I don't know how they stop that getting infected.
They'd leave it open and just cleanse it. I don't know.
Wash it out.
Pretty much.
Like, that'll injure you.
Yeah.
You got to be pretty game. You got to have balls of steel for if someone says, like, I'm going to cut the back of your skull open, to be like, yeah, okay.
Well, I think initially it was like a form of exorcism. Like,
get the ghosts out?
Yeah, this is the easiest way to get the spirits out, get the demons out.
Gotta love that, like, fucking medieval thinking. They're like, look, they're just trapped.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's not, this isn't magic. This is just, they're in there with your brain. Let's
and we'll
just
let
get
them
out.
And we'll go have stuck, a coffee.
So we just have to pull
ghosts
them
are
out.
Basically steam.
Yeah.
That's kind of how people thought.
They can't get to your ears. They're not coming out your nose. Look, the only solution.
They thought it, like, even like, you know, bloodletting. Like,
I love,
yeah.
the, I love
I just
the
love
idea
how
of bloodletting.
Basic they were. They're like, too much blood.
Yeah. They're just like, looking a bit peaky. It's probably because you've got bad blood.
Too much
blood. Where no, it's leeches? Because you're losing blood. Oh. You, yes. Oh, they've just got the fucking plague. It's a blood thing.
Yeah. Oh, you know how
so have you seen scarificators?
No.
They're like little tin boxes and they've got blades, like maybe like 12 blades or, yeah, I guess multiples of three.
Okay.
Who cares?
Yep.
But there's like a switch on the side and you press it and the blades just go, they're just like up.
Oh,
stick into your skin, go back
fucked.
Into the box. And then, because you put it on, like, arm,
yeah.
back, like that, so you're bleeding.
Because yeah.
it's a bloodletting tool.
Yeah.
But
why?
Yeah.
Why don't you just use a scalpel if it's really
why
necessary?
Do it at all?
Well, bad blood, Jackson.
Bad. You're right, bad blood.
bad blood.
I always forget too yeah. much of the bad blood. Mm. You know how it was like, they, you get, like, your blood, your bile, your black bile, your
yeah.
whatever.
Your humours.
Your humours.
Mm. Snot.
Snot. Did they like snot that? Were they like, you got too much mucus?
Yeah.
Up your nose.
No, they would have.
What was bile and black bile? Bile was vomit.
Yeah.
Black bile? Poop? Was it poop?
I don't know, actually.
I think they just assumed there was a black version of bile.
Because
like,
it's bad.
So you had your good bile.
But
and
I guess
your evil
like maybe
bile.
If you were like sick with
like.
Diseases,
hardcore diseases, probably.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Like bubonic
yeah.
plague sort of thing.
I dig it.
But I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm
good.
Not entirely
whatever.
Who cares?
Medieval doctors, there's all the colours of the rainbow in your black bile is a thing.
Would you, if you could never sleep again, would you do it?
No. Would I feel sick?
No, like you just... You
do, oh, you just like be awake
no
all the
no longer
time.
Need to sleep.
I do like to sleep, but I would like the extra time.
I think
because I feel like I'd be doing some interesting shit.
See, so if you never got tired.
Yeah, you don't get tired. You just, you don't need to sleep.
I
see,
would
I
say no.
Like,
no
at
sleep.
First I'm like, oh, I'd be real productive.
But yeah.
I think it's just giving me more time to goof off.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. But I was like, oh, I could pick up a night job. That'd be kind of good.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. I suppose so. I feel like maybe you could just display your talents for money.
Yeah.
But then nobody's going to sit around and watch you for like 24 hours.
Wait, so do people know?
Just check
in. Well, you can tell them. Go see a doctor, be like, I'm not sleeping, and he'll be like...
Like, use it to make some money. It's like, you know, I bet you I can stay awake for, you know, however long.
A week.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
72 hours.
Surely you'd get famous, though, if you just, you were like, I'm going to stay awake for a month. And everybody would be like, no, you can't. And doctors would be like, impossible. And then you just would.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be, you know,
but
that'd be neat.
But would you be going crazy?
Nah, you're just fine.
So you're yourself, just but
average.
You don't need to sleep.
You're just fine.
Sleep. I'd take it. That'd be cool.
I like sleeping.
Me too.
I do too, but I can still have a rest in bed.
That's nowhere near as good,
but if you're not
though.
Tired, though.
Nah, but I can be like, oh, I'm just cozy. That's like the best part of being in bed, being cozy.
But, you know, and I know it's really like totally the opposite of what I was saying before about being scared of sleep. But, you know, when you're like, all right, I'm very tired. I'm done. I'm going to lie down and it's just going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You miss that. You don't get that.
Yeah.
Awake forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the couch. Like, yeah, I could go to bed, but I'm so
plus, who's hanging out with you at like 4 a.m?
My job. I would pick up a night shift.
Yeah.
Because I want money, but I can't work during the days because of uni. Ugh.
So your life is just work.
No, I feel
uni.
Like it would help a lot of, like, problems I have. And then when I've got a lot of money, I can be like, now I'll do whatever I like. I'm going to walk the streets all the time.
Like vigilante style.
Did you
yeah.
just become a whore at the end of that?
I love that we took the two different perspectives.
All right. Being a whore. Could happen. I mean, what else am I going to do?
So
that's
much.
Why you sleep.
But I could be a vigilante.
No, but you're not getting... There's nothing
Felix
else
justice.
No, no, no. But I could be spending the not sleeping time working out.
So you
doing
just,
mixed martial arts.
So you're... I don't...
Punching Jackson while he's asleep.
Just sitting right at the end of his bed dressed in a vampire child costume.
Yes, that would happen a lot. You'd think you were hallucinating.
No,
and it's just...
after the second time I wouldn't. After the first time where you were like, there, and I was like, Marley?
I just do it like periodically, just...
Just as soon as you've forgotten about it.
After the first time you jump out at me...
And I'd make it look really mysterious, so you're just like, I don't know if I saw that. Was that real? I don't know.
What, do you get disappearing powers as well?
No, I'm just stealthy.
I'm going to turn on the light like that. You're dunked. You're done.
I'll be outside. I'll be tapping at your window.
Point is...
I'm not going to St. Andrews.
No.
No.
What? So you're happy to walk the streets of the city being a vigilante, but the bush?
Nah. Bush is bad juju.
Why not become a vigilante now?
Because. Busy. Because
you have to sleep.
So you're saying if you weren't so busy, that's what you'd do. Vigilante.
No. I just have time to kill. I don't now.
So if you had time to kill, that's your...
Shut up, Jackson. I've had enough of this. Maybe I would take the choice of not sleeping, but I wouldn't tell you because you ruin everything. You're a fucking
take him out, vigilante style.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Marley Felix.
I've been Emzo Keefe.
Good night.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.